Gotta come and play chess.
Hey, wait. 25th, that's Christmas.
Oh, yeah,
wait,
well.
Is there no other available?
Yeah, no, I'm afraid. Well, yeah, we do. It's the 24th.
Okay, I'll do that one.
Okay, let me schedule for you the whole day. Because some of these chess tournaments, because it's only pawns, it takes the whole day to win a game.
Okay.
7 hours. Okay there, Danny. All right, I got
okay,
to see.
Thank you.
All right, goodbye.
Was that a prank call? I feel like he was pranking me. We're both pranking each other. Don't prank Bucci. Okay? I really would appreciate... I would appreciate you didn't prank Bucci.
Bucci.
No, don't prank Bucci. I was pranking someone, and I ended up getting married to her. I met Mrs. Bucci via a prank call. I called her up and asked her which kind of vegetable does she trust the most. Like, do you like a radish or do you like eggplant or aubergine, as they say in the UK? And or vegetable marrow. They say it something. And anyway, and she said, oh, I trust, I don't know why she was speaking in I gotta go. Call Igabuchi. I mean, call
her. Hello, dear telephone caller.
Yeah, hello. Who's this?
Livingston Sandwich.
Oh, hello. Livingston, I have a piece of paper. It's an invoice for one hug. Do you want to... it's still pending. Have you gotten hugs lately? I'm going to guess no.
Beedie-doo, open those arms, my friend.
Well, my friend, I'm not the hugger. There's going to be someone. What kind of person would you like to hug?
Well, I'm not a discriminating fellow, no, indeed.
Both
could be tall, short, heavy set, slender. Gender does not matter to Livingston.
Oh, that's good, because they're all the same. It's all those things you just mentioned. It's going to be about seven people.
Oh, I'm warming my hands in anticipation.
Well, I'm rubbing my hands with all the money you're going to send me because of the... I got to go.
Again, don't prank Bucci. I'm going to do this cup of pens thing again. I feel like I didn't run out that. Call Igabuchi. I mean, you got a cup of pens.
Okay, phone.
Yeah, hello, I'm a cup of pens.
How's it going, Bucci?
Pretty good, but I'm not Bucci. I'm a cup of pens. You know, you left a index finger in me. Could you take your index finger out of me? This is a cup just for pens, not index fingers.
Yeah, I'll use about anything to write that joke.
Yeah, well, I didn't understand what you just said, but just take your index finger out of my pen cup, and I'll give you a free blue one.
Good. I can't really see blue, but if you got red or green, that'll work.
Yeah, well, that means I got a green pen.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-boo-che.
Micah, have you ever prank called anyone?
Oh, yeah.
What was your move?
Okay, go ahead.
We used to pretend that we were
terrorists. You and your...
Terrorists, and that we kidnapped the son or daughter of the person we were killing.
Did you do a funny voice?
Yeah. Well, no.
Okay. You just did your own voice.
No.
You just did an unfunny voice.
Yeah.
I see. And you'd say, I have your son or daughter. And they'd say, well, which one?
Honestly, I don't remember what they said.
Yeah, they just started crying and screaming. Yeah, it was a long time ago. Do you want to try pranking me?
No.
With that voice?
I'm good.
201-209-9368. We got three more. I would never prank anyone like that.
Trust.
Make anyone Bushi. Scared. I mean, I would break up a marriage. But I would also get that same marriage back together. And then I'd feel like God. God. Well, I think what we've basically learned today is that... What have we learned? We've learned that pranking goes both ways. But ultimately, it's incredibly entertaining. As many as the 80s and 90s said, there's all sorts of people made... There's all sorts of prank call millionaires out there. And they've brought a lot of joy to people's life. And just because you're bringing confusion and frustration to one person, ultimately, you know, it's the, you know, we've sacrificed the one for the good of the many. And that's a Bucci adage. It's not? All right. I'm not pranking anyone anymore. And you tell you what's not a prank, though I wish it was. Music of Mind Control is up next with Micah. You know what? One more. Call you a shabooch. I mean,
hey, I want to make a pranking.
Yeah, hey, you got Micah. It. How are you? This is Micah.
Oh, Micah, man, I love your show.
Oh, wow, really, I don't love you. You're the
worst. I
wanted worst.
To make a pranking confession.
When are you going to
I feel
go,
really bad man. About something
oh
in my life.
Oh, God. You're just okay. So boring. You know what? I'm going to blow up your house.
You've been listening. You've been pranked by Bucci.
Bucci.
At WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online all the time at WFMU.org. Next week, I'm going to be straight and honest with you. Who listens to Bucci? You Ducci.
So stay tuned. The Lord now is pulling his people out to bring them in. Come you out of her, my people. Touch not the unclean thing. Don't partake of the accursed thing of Achan. Oh, a little Babylonian garment. Little wedge of gold. Little wedge of gold. You didn't get the spiritual, you got the natural. You got natural blessings, but you didn't get the spiritual. Hallelujah. God's looking for a people sold out to him. Blood bought. Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Those are the only ones that's going in. I said hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If you love the Lord God, say amen. Jesus, give me a Don Chode on three. 1, 2, 3. Woo! Hallelujah! Praise the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody ought to praise him. Somebody ought to praise him. Somebody ought to praise him. Yeah. Yeah. Stay tuned, there's more to come. won't run over you. A red, red world of God, and I tell you what I'm gonna do. Devil, get out of my way, cause I'm coming through. I said, devil, get out of my way, cause I'm coming through. It's a big fate of mine from running all over you. A red, red world of God, and I tell you what I'm gonna do. Devil, get out of my way, cause I'm coming through.
Good evening, Starseed. This is Micah with the music of Mind Control. Weekly pit stop journey of new religious movements. Cults, individuals of a mystical, inspired nature, and the sounds that come out of them. I feel that if I don't stick to my intro, if I don't repeat that same intro sentence, something bad will happen. So I have to keep doing that. I'm sorry if you're bored of hearing it, to listeners, longtime listeners, but I'm OCD and insane in the membrane, so I need to keep repeating my little descriptor each week, especially the starseed thing. I'm sorry if that offends you. Anyway, Dennis Beard is what we just heard. Dennis Beard Ministries, some especially fevered gospel. I don't want to steal the thunder from Brother Kevin, my dear friend, Brother Kevin. And, you know, I've certainly heard some bangers on his show, but I don't think I've ever heard anything like Dennis Beard. Incredible Pentecostal preacher and pianist, if that's what you want to call it. He kind of, I guess he's trying to beat the devil out of the piano, the way he just bangs those keys, but manages to stay focused on the melody at the same time. Really amazing work. Dennis Beard Ministries is located out of Longview, Texas. It is an abusive cult. They are known for exploiting their congregants, taking all of their hard and earned cash, making the kids sell Sonic cards and Magic the Gathering cards on the Texas highways. And steals all their earnings. But man, does he can play the gospel. I can never get tired of his musical praise and worship. We're going to now turn towards the Far East. Well, only geographically. Jalila is a spiritual teacher and healer located in Bali, but I believe she is an native Australian. She's out there doing something called the reprogramming. She is the author of 5 personal developmental books. And she does all kinds of rarefied psychic healing, including something called Alien Wedding. Not much information about what that really is, but it's something about, has something to do with DNA activation. Alien Wedding Rituals by Jalila. Anyway, she is also a singer-songwriter. I don't think she actually writes these songs. I think she just kind of strums her instrument and makes it up as she goes along with a recording device nearby. So we're going to hear some of her ramblings, and we shall continue. Music by Jalila.
Thank you. face in the mirror like a little angel. Cherub so cool. Daddy, what's wrong? She says, and I'm crying like a fool. Darling, I can't tell you, I just know I can't go on. I don't know what to do. Daddy, can I help you? I'm heaven's tool. Daddy, I can help you. I'm heaven's tool. Face like an angel, sent to me by love, little cherubim girl. She's my school, heaven's tool. Thank heavens for you. Daddy, can I help you? I'm heaven's tool. Daddy, I can help you. I'm heaven's tool. Heaven's tool, hey, what kind of tool are you? Wonderful thing are you here to do? Do you know that we are love? Do you know that we are all heaven's tool? Daddy, can I help you? I'm heaven's tool. Daddy, I can help you. I'm heaven's tool. Hey, heaven's tool. Heaven's tool. There's no limit to what you can do. There's no limit to what we can do. Daddy, can I help you? I'm heaven's tool. Daddy, I can help you. I'm heaven's tool.
And then there's this slidey bit. Just on the first, third and fourth string, starting on two.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. We've heard quite a... We don't need to hear the unedited full off-the-cuff recording. We've heard quite enough of Heaven's Tool by Jalila. I was going to play another track, but I couldn't handle her anymore. Daddy, can I help you? Am I heaven's tool? Is that what she said? Quite possibly the most horrifyingly stupid refrain in music that I've ever heard. Anyway, she's out there in Bali, facilitating alien wedding ceremonies, if that's what you want to do. Not sure if you get actually married to an alien, but it does seem to hold a lot of promise. Okay. Unfortunately, the torture will continue as we delve now into the wild and woolly world of Abhijanya and John of God. You may have heard about John of God. It was a huge controversy, scandal about 5 or 6 years ago. John of God was a world famous psychic surgeon out in Brazil. People would fly out, they would line up around the block, around the entire village of Abhijanya, to be healed by John of God, who apparently had these magical powers. He didn't do any real hands-on surgery. He would simply sit in a room with you and meditate while you're writhing in pain, or whatever your ailment, whatever symptoms you're suffering from. People with late-stage terminal cancer would go see him. End-of-life stage debilitating illness. And apparently he was doing God's work. People swore that he had healed them. And then some people died. And this is when things like ABC News and Primetime Live would go down there. And this was after he was hailed as this miraculous healer by Oprah. They went down there and they did some investigative reporting, and apparently he was, not only was he performing fake psychic surgery, but he was also doing terrible things to females who were in his cult, including children. 206 sexual assault complaints. And then he got stomach cancer. But I think he's still alive. I think he's rotting in prison. With the cancer. He's sentenced. 118 years, 6 months, and 15 days in prison by the Goya State Criminal Court. But before all this happened, when he was still the wunderkind of the New Age spiritual healing scene, someone recorded an album based on his love for John of God, his unadulterated idolatry. And we're going to hear it. We're going to hear a few cuts. Kim Lee is the person in question who made this record. It's called Unconditional Love, from back when John of God was the best thing since sliced bread. And I'll be right back. Praise and Worship from Kim Lee.
Abajahanya, Abajahanya, you have taken hold of my heart. Abajahanya, Abajahanya, we will never be far apart. When I think of all I felt here and the people I have met, they're ingrained into this experience that I never will forget. You become so much a part of the interior of my soul. It's through your people and the spirit of your land that's made me whole. And I know that I belong here, and I carry you with me as I go back into the world that seems so foreign now to me. Abajahanya, Abajahanya, you have opened up my heart. Abajahanya, Abajahanya, we will never be far apart. It's your message, your example of the healing power of love that can show to every nation what this world is really made of. So I go back into the world to shine a tiny light in the dark, for I know that every lasting flame begins with just one spark. Abajahanya, Abajahanya, you have opened up my heart. Abajahanya, Abajahanya, we will never be far apart. I am strengthened by the memory of the love you've given me. Abajahanya, you will always be the place I long to be. Abajahanya, Abajahanya, you have taken hold of my heart. Abajahanya, Abajahanya, we will never be far apart.
Shelters the tame and saves the free. freedom of the wild, where all through eternity there shall always live a world that has only love and happiness to give. Show me the answer that will make the waters clear, that will save the whales and the baby seals and the beauty of the deer. And I other, and bend the broken ties between a father and a mother, where all through eternity there shall always live a world that has only love and happiness to give. To chase this nightmare away and make people listen and heed the sounds of war, for it's telling us if hatred and destruction prevail, we won't have a world anymore.
Sometimes it's so hard to keep an angry mouth shut. It's hard not to feel hurt when you know that you've been cut. It isn't always easy turning the other cheek. And Lord knows I seldom remember to think before I speak. Unconditional love, it's the hardest thing for me to learn. Unconditional love, 'cause when I feel the anger I start to burn. Unconditional love, there's a rage inside me that will not listen to. Unconditional love, oh Lord, help my heart to hear. It's so easy to be loving to those who are loving to me. It's so easy and it comes so naturally. But the moment I feel walked on, I think I'm being used. My mind cries out for vengeance because my ego has been bruised. And I know that this is not the way that we are meant to live. I know we're meant to see with loving eyes, and to all we're meant to give unconditional love. I know you're whispering for me to live with unconditional love. So please teach me, Lord, just how to give with unconditional love. 'Cause there's a rage inside me that will not listen to unconditional love. I know you'll help my heart to hear, help my cold, cold heart to hear. unconditional love. Unconditional love.
Songs from Kim Lee's devotional record, Unconditional Love, inspired by the spiritual message of John of God. Before he was imprisoned for 256 accounts of sexual assault. Unconditional love. That's what it's all about. I mean, is that, well, no. You know what? I'm not even going to go there. It's just not tasteful. Want to return to our investigation, ongoing, of the music from The Way International, a religious cult from New Knoxville, Ohio. Started by the Reverend Victor Paul Weirwill, 1942. Victor could speak directly to Christ and was delivered a very bizarre, mutational set of teachings called the Power for Abundant Living, which was, I guess, his version of the New Thought synthesis of the power of the mind over matter with a deeply Southern Baptist type of approach. I know people in The Way International are always going on about the renewed mind, that the renewed mind is the key. So I'm just guessing it's a New Thought ripoff. This became very popular with the hippies. The only reason why is because Victor Paul was smart enough to put on shows, contemporary Christian rock shows, outdoor concerts called, that he called Rock of Ages, started his own stable of Christian groups that were part of The Way International. And then in the 80s, things got very structured. It became a real high control group. All kinds of brainwashing, horror stories, people being cut off from their families, forced to work long hours, etc., etc. They had their own mini army called the Way Corps, and they had a sort of hierarchical structure, almost like a corporation. It was very disturbing. And they're still around. They're still doing their thing, though I don't think they're quite as solvent as they were in the 70s and 80s. WOW, Way Over the World, was the name of their record label. Recorded many Christian rock records, all music from The Way International, musicians part of The Way. Some of it is really good. Some of it is really bad. I want to play a record that I actually like very much. It's called Miles of Smiles. This is from 1974. Has sort of a down-tempo, jazzy, easy listening sound to it that, you know, for listeners to my program will know I'm a sucker for that crap. So let's have a listen. This is from The Way International, Miles of Smiles from 1974. I'll be back.
Thank you.
Very nice. Top shelf Christian psych, courtesy of The Way International and Miles of Smiles from 1974 off the Way Over the World label. We heard Life, Hall of Mirrors, and Bless 'Em. We're going to round things out with some meditative organ music from the Astara Mystery School. The one of the many theosophical spin-off cults from the 60s. This is a record they put out, Meditations East to West, from their in-house organist, Sherwood Mertz. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Thank you.
let me yoik among the stars. Let me hear the yodels, conicoles, and kagiras. In other words, bleed my ears. In other words, catajack me.
Jack.
Overtones and whistles, holler shanties and galas. Harmonies from tenores and heart-cutting bacchus. In other words, auctioneers. In other words, shooby tailor. Fry me vocal fry, play me some dada from Yap Blanc. Field recordings, interviews, and growls from Dave Van Ronk. In other words, purple haze. In other words, Ema Sumac
Jack.
Wally Cox's Efing and that Okinawan bounce. Track and album titles that you just cannot pronounce. In other words,
Spaden. Wer Wasser braucht,
I love the
mit Telegrafen, Assassinen,
im Klosett,
Zum Meister!
Ja,
Christian, stimmat mich!
Ahoi! Ahoi! Ahoi!
Que j'avais loué dans l'église après la messe, le pêcheur quitte à la comtesse. Adieu, bâtiment.
Tint and wasn't it wonderful? And qui is it? Oh, Dieu!
Qui fait la fuite comme la fuite de la
messe?
C'est écrasé!
Chez, 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 chez,
everybody, everybody is to roll.
Dröhnt der Brand?
Ja,
Onion.
Opinion.
Zigaday.
Onion.
Opinion.
Zigadada.
Onion.
Opinion.
Zigadada two. Zigadada
ta. Onion.
Opinion.
Zigadada two. Zigadada
tau.
Two
ta.
Two
ta.
Two
ta.
Two
ta.
Zigadada two ta.
Tu
ta
greux,
tu tire.
You uncle, a
greux.
Tu
ta
greux,
tu
ta
greux.
Miss Hens,
tu
ta
greux, maison.
Tu
ta
greux,
tire.
Tu
ta
greux,
tire.
Miss Hens,
tu
ta
greux,
tire.
Maison.
Tu
ta
greux,
uncle.
Tu
ta
greux,
uncle, a
greux.
How item king.
C.
Charlie.
D.
Dog.
L.
Love.
L.
London.
Love.
London.
I.
Love.
Dog.
Charlie.
I.
Dog. Dog.
Love.
I.
Dog.
Love.
London.
Charlie.
Onion.
Opinion.
L-O-N-D-N-N.
L-O-N-D-N-N.
L-O-N-D-R-R.
L-O-N-D-R-R.
D-O-N.
D-O-N.
O-N.
N.
Brrrr. What is your verdict?
Verdict.
A.
Verdict.
B.
Verdict.
A.
Verdict.
B.
L.
Oh, my sweetest toots, I don't care to hoots, when I clap and clap, my trap on your trap.
L-O-N-D-O-N.
Zigadada.
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 Just in the middle of her knee there, I observed the fact that she possessed a little reddish mole. It was alone, just one and